some of you that have phones, please put them on Facebook. I want to see. I saw one of our young daughters jumped off the cliff, and she jumped into a very deep water, and she was swimming. And I said, I can do that. And then I talked to it. I don't even know how to swim, and that motivated me. And I went to enroll in the swimming class. So now I'm learning to swim. And hopefully in a few days or weeks, I'll be able to jump off the cliff. Amen. No? Does it take longer?
Oh,
you're welcome. And I hope we've all had a good rest. Let us pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We ask that you speak to us through your word. And speak to us in the way that only you can. I ask that you possess my lips, my emotions, and my thoughts with your spirit. That I will just say the things that you want me to say this morning. And at the end, your name will be glorified, and your people will be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. A few weeks back, I started a sermon, maybe a series you can call it, on letting go. And we looked at letting go the frustrations of having things to go your way. And for those of us that are not here, a little recap. And we did say that each and every one of us, we go through things in life that we don't understand. Maybe you prayed so that you could have good result in that exam, but the result didn't turn out the way you expected. Or you prayed for a loved one that never got well. And as a result, you discourage your lost faith. And we did say that if we are going to move on in our life to the great things that God has for us in our future, then we must learn to let go of the frustration of always wanting things to work out the way we want them to. And if we can do that, we're saying, Lord, I trust you. Although it didn't work out how I wanted, but I know you know what's best for me and you're working it all out for my good. And we learn that God's way is not our way. You know, God doesn't take you from A to B to C to D like you would think and expect. But God can take you from point A and then to K. And then K to B, to P, to T, and then to Z. But ultimately, God will bring you to the place of your destiny. If you can just let go of those frustrations of the past. This morning I will continue in that sermon, letting go, but we'll take it a little before that. And we're going to be looking at letting go of the past. Every one of us here will have past. Even if you're born today, okay, the next seconds is you now have a past. We have both positives and negatives in our past. We have things we are proud of and things we are not so proud of in our past. In the same way, if we are going to move on in our life, the things that God has in our future, great things he has set out for us, then we must learn to let go of the past. Because no one ever looks back and moves forward. You can't be looking back and you're moving forward. You just let them go so you can move on to the things that God has. It's up for you. Where we read, part of the first reading, Apostle Paul was telling the people and he said, listen, I am a Hebrew of Hebrew. He said, if there's anyone that have a reason to boast for what they have achieved or for who they are, then it's me. Because I'm a Hebrew of Hebrew, I'm not just claiming I'm Jewish or my great-grandfather was Jewish, so I'm Jewish. No. He said, I am from the tribe of Benjamin. I was circumcised on the eighth day. And I have all this going for me. In terms of righteousness, according to the law, I am perfect. He said, but all these things, no matter how important and big they are, I counted them as lost so I can gain Christ. And in Philippians, this is what he said. I hope this works now. Yeah. Much. Philippians 3, verse 13. He said, dear brothers, I am still not all I should be, but I'm bringing all my energies to bear on this one thing, forgetting the past and letting go what lies ahead. We need to let go of the past. Whether they happened 20 minutes ago or 20 years ago. Let it go. Don't bring it from yesterday to today. Now here is a man Single-handedly, Apostle Paul wrote almost half of the entire New Testament. And that was a very big achievement. At one time in his life, he was falsely accused and he was thrown into prison. At another time, he was involved in a shipwreck. That wasn't good. But Apostle Paul was saying, although I've had all these positives and all these negatives and all these good things and all these bad things that have happened over time in my life, if I'm going to move on in this life to the great things that God has for me in my future, then I'm going to have to focus all my energy to this one thing and this one thing alone. And what it is, letting go what lies behind and reaching out to what lies ahead. You may have had successes in your past, victories, things you want to keep talking about. But when you go through life dwelling on your past glory, it impedes you from moving on and achieving greater things that God has in your future. You also may have disappointments and failures in the past. But again, when you go through life relieving all the negative baggages of the past, you will be stopped. And you won't be able to move on to the great things that God has for you. So like Paul, if we are to go on in our life to achieve the best of God for our life, we must learn to say, kick it out, let it go. I want to move on because God has bigger and better things in store for me. And the scripture says in Isaiah 43:18-19, he said, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. God is saying, I'm doing a new thing. I'm opening up new doors for you. I'm creating new opportunities for you. But you know what? You are not going to assess that opportunity until you learn to let go of the old. It says, making way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. But then you're going to have to first forget the past. Forget the former thing. Then you can come into the new thing that God is preparing for you. And in Samuel 1:16, God said to Samuel, and I'll read that scripture. He says, the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you continue to mourn since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horns with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king. I will just tell you the story behind that scripture. When Saul was a young man, Samuel anointed Saul to become the king of Israel. At the command of God, God instructed him to do that. And then Samuel took Saul under his wings. Samuel invested a lot of resources on Saul over time. Right from when he was a young man, Samuel trained him, spent quality time of relationship with him, taught him everything ordinarily he needed to know to be successful as king. Eventually, the time came and Saul was made king. But unfortunately, Saul could not walk in obedience to God. As a result, he was rejected as king by God. And Samuel was heartbroken. You can imagine how he feel. After investing all his life, training up this poor, naughty boy, and at the time that he mattered most, he disappointed him. He felt all those times were just a waste of time. Samuel was all by himself thinking what he did wrong, what he could have done right to make Saul to come out to be a good king. He was there blaming himself, living in self-pity, condemning himself. And that went on and on and on and on until God intervened. God said, hey, Samuel, how long would you continue to mourn for Saul? And you know, God is saying the same to every one of us this morning. How long would you continue to mourn over what you couldn't change in the past? How long would you continue to feel disappointed? How long would you continue to be bitter and angry over what happened in the past? It's time to move on. And the scripture didn't stop there. God told Samuel, he said, listen, fill your hearts with oil and be on your way. I'm sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem because I have chosen one of his sons to be king. God is saying, stop mourning, get up! Be on your way because I've prepared something better and something bigger for you in your future. You won't live a victorious life When you go through life thinking about what didn't work out in the past and the mistakes that you've made, yes, you've made a lot of mistakes. I have my own share as well. You have a lot of regrets. Maybe you are the reason your marriage didn't work out, or you didn't bring up your child well. But thinking about it, blaming yourself, comparing yourself won't change a thing. You cannot change the past, but you can let it go. You can release it and let it go. You cannot change it, but you can release it and let it go. You won't live a victorious life if you go through life, keep blaming yourself what didn't work out. Last few weeks we talked about David. You know, in life, we all go through that season or that period of depression and frustration and mourning. But the point is, let's not be like Samuel. Do not allow that season of frustration to go on and on and on and on to become a lifestyle of frustration in your life. Let it go. In 2 Samuel 12, we read about David. David had a beautiful son, little baby, and the child was sick. And David prayed to God for God to heal the child. And the scripture says for 7 days and for 7 nights, David prayed and fasted. He would not eat anything. He was dressed in rags. He was in the temple. He said, God, I want you to heal my child. And on the seventh day, something happened. Now, the people couldn't tell David what happened because they were scared. They didn't know how he was going to take it. They knew this man loved his child so much and he has done all he could. I'm not going to be the one to tell him what has happened. And they were whispering to themselves. And David noticed people whispering and he said, what's going on here? And he asked them, is the child dead? And they said, yes, the child is dead. When David heard that the child is dead, David got up. He went home, had his shave, took his bed, ate good food, and he went to the temple and he began to praise God. Now the people were perplexed. They were surprised. Oh, we thought this guy is going to do something to himself. What happened? And David said to him, listen, when this child was sick, I prayed and I fasted. Now he's dead. It's not in my past. There is nothing I can do that will change it. I'm going to move on to the great things that God has. I'm not going to let that season of mourning to go on and on to become a lifestyle of mourning. I will move on. Maybe you've had seasons of mourning depressions in your life. You can learn a lesson or two from David this morning. Pick yourself up. Freshen up. Be on your way. And get ready for the big and the great thing that God has in store for you. It's only a page in the book of your life. Just flip the page and move on to the next level. Don't let that season of mourning to go on and on to become a lifestyle of mourning, depression, and frustration. You won't live a victorious life when you go through life thinking about all the hurts and all the pains that you had in the past. Now, the reason why some of us, we cannot be healed in our heart, we can't be free in our spirit, is because we can't even forgive people who offended us in the past. When you see a sister in church, all of a sudden you remember how 20 years ago that sister stepped on your toes. Oh, somebody's laughing now. Don't be thinking that. When you see a brother, you remember how 27 years ago he told lies against me. And you know what that does? All of a sudden you begin to relieve the pains of 20 years ago. You know, one day I had a friend, a very elderly man, in my car, and we were driving. He's Irish. And I drove past a certain building. And all of a sudden, from nowhere, he became angry. And he was cursing, you know, saying a lot of curse words. And he was so angry, he was furious. And I was like, hey, what's the problem? He said, Moses, did you see that building? I said, I didn't see it. Because I just drove past. He said, didn't you see that building? I said, I didn't see it. He said, what happened? I said, what happened? And he said, that building used to be a pub, but they wouldn't let me in. Now, this happened in the 1960s, when there used to be so much racial discrimination in the United Kingdom. I know some of us will be a witness. On pubs, even on some residential buildings, they used to put up a sign. They said, no black, no dog, no Irish. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So if you're dog, you're black, or you're Irish, you can't get in there. So my friend was Irish, and they stopped him from going in there. Now, here's the point. Now, one, this happened almost 60 years ago, it's gone. Two, the building is no longer a pub, it's something else there now. Now, but because my friend did not forgive in his heart, he didn't let go. Immediately he saw that building, immediately he became angry, he began reliving the pains of 60 years ago. That's terrible. You may say, well, they said bad things about me, they lied against me, they walked away from me, they didn't let me go in the pub, and that's why I'm angry. That's why I'm bitter, that's why I'm upset. But listen, they hurt you once, but don't let them hurt you again by thinking about it and reliving the pains. Do yourself a favor, let it go. The reason why it's called the past is because it's over. It's done, it's history. The chapter is closed. So you need to move on. Move on. Tell somebody, move on. Say to somebody close to you, move on. Say to somebody else, let it go.
Let it go.
So let it go. Now the scripture says in Mark 11 verse 24, it says, and when you stand praying, if you have aught against any, he said, forgive when you stand praying, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you. You remember our Lord's prayers? Jesus stood up and said, Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So you cannot get forgiveness until you can give forgiveness. So friend, your life is too short. Your time is too important. Your destiny is too valuable for you to go through life being weighed down by offenses, just carrying those grudges all through life. No, let it go. If we are going to be healed in our heart, be free in our spirit, if we are going to be able to move on to the great things that God has in our life and in our future, not only are we going to forgive those who offended us in the past, we must also forget about it. Bury it, have a funeral for it, and make a conscious decision not to talk about it anymore. That is how you release it and you let it go. You cannot get into the new until you let go the old. There is nothing that happened to you, no matter what it is, that is a surprise to God. He knows everything. The scripture says, before I formed you in the womb, I know you. Before you were born, I've set your path. So before you were even formed in the womb, God knew all the people that would hurt you. Don't you think so? He already knew all the loss that you would go through. God knew all the mistakes that you make. And the good news is this. Because God already knew, he had made a way for you. So for every setback, there is a comeback. For every failure, God has a restoration. So when you come to the end of the road in your life and you think there's nowhere else to go, wait a minute, there is a new beginning that God has prepared for you. Because he formed you. He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. And in case your problem is, well, they said I was born by mistake, unplanned pregnancy. You know, I was unwanted when they gave birth to me. My father wasn't even there to help bring me up. I have this to say to you, we do not have illegitimate children, we only have illegitimate parents. God already knew you before you were formed. Your past didn't begin with your parent, your past began with God. No matter what the hurt is, if you can let it go, you can come into the fullness of God's plan and purpose for your life. There's this man, we know, and I love him so much, and I'll just talk about him in a few minutes. This is Israel. He's a Hutu. And he's one of the greatest song leaders, worship leaders of our time. He's a prolific songwriter and a multi-Grammy Award winner. He wrote those songs. You know, your presence is heaven to me. Jesus at the center of it all. But this song's, you know, beautiful, wonderful song. When his mom was pregnant for him, she was a young teenager living in Iowa with her parents. She was white and his father was black and they were not married. So her parents told her, well, this child is unwanted. Get rid of it. And she said, no, I can't get rid of my baby. And they said, listen, you're going to ruin your life and you're going to ruin the life of this baby. The best thing you can do now is to just take care of it. And the girl said, no, I'm not doing that. And they gave her an ultimatum. They said, if you don't get rid of that child, you choose, you either leave our home or you get rid of that child. And the lady said, well, I know what to do. At the age of 17, she left Iowa and she went to California. And she lived all by herself in California and she was living on food stamps. Just like the food bank we have here. And one day, someone told her about Jesus on the street. And she accepted Jesus in her life as Lord and Savior. And they gave her a Bible. And when she went back to where she was staying, she opened the Bible. And amazingly, the first word she saw in the Bible was Israel. And that was how Israel was born. And she said to herself, I'm going to name my baby Israel. Today, the whole world can see that Israel was not a mistake. It was not an accident. He is a multi-Grammy Award winner, a worship leader. He was a miracle that was waiting to happen. Now, Israel could have been stuck in his past. Israel has a reason. Israel could have said, why did Israel was unwanted? Why am I different? Where is my dad when I was growing up? Why is my life so hard? And he could have been stuck in his past. But you know what? He let go of the past just like Paul. And he reached out to what God has for him in his future. And Israel was able to fulfill the entire purpose of God in life. You may have a million reasons to be stuck in your past. But if you can just let go of those hurts and those pains, you too will move on to the great things that God has for you. I don't want anyone sleeping up on me, so I don't like preaching for a very long time. So I'll round up a few minutes. As we go home now, as you get into your car, you have this big windshield and a small rearview mirror. And the reason why the windshield is big and the rearview mirror is small is because what is in your past is not as near as important and as big as what is in your future. Where you're going is bigger and better than where you've been. And God is saying to us, listen, don't look at life through the rearview mirror. No. Don't look at life through the rearview mirror. Look ahead because your best days are still to come. Your best days are still to come.
Amen.
Every one of us, we have negative baggages of the past. Things that, you know, when you think about them, they make you feel bad, negative things that Apostle Paul called them weights that pull us down. Okay? But the difference between those that are positive, happy and excited, and those that are negative, angry and depressed, is that the first group of people that let go their negative baggages, while the second group, they hold them to it. They hold them to it. I've got a bottle of water. I didn't want to drink it. I just brought it for a demonstration. It says it weighs 1 liter. That's the weight. Equivalent to 1 kilogram. 1,000 grams. Now, the absolute weight of this bottle of water is irrelevant. The reason is because the weight that I feel depends on how long I hold on to it. Are you in agreement? Now, if I hold on to this bottle of water for a few seconds, I'm a big guy. I've got big biceps and traps, so it's no problem. I can handle that. But if I go on and hold this bottle of water out that way for 1 hour, it will hurt. It will seriously hurt me. And then think about it. If I go on and on and on and hold this bottle of water for a whole day, my whole arms will be numb, paralyzed, and I will not be able to do anything with it. Yet the weight hasn't changed. But the longer I hold on to it, the heavier it becomes. Now, the negative baggages of the past is like this, bottle of water. You can hold on to them for a few minutes. That's all right. If you hold on to them longer, they will begin to hurt. But when you go on and on and on and hold on to them for a whole day, a whole month, a whole year, you will be completely paralyzed and you will not be able to move on to what God has for you in the future. But I need you to remember this. You can always put it down and let it go. God bless you.